Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you When Babylon Came for the Mystic, Bunny's 14 Months in Jail. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. I never set out to be a father to the culture. I didn't wear the title. I didn't claim the throne. I just stayed true. But when you stay true long enough, when you hold the line while others bend, the youth start coming to you like rivers finding the sea. They come with questions. They come with wounds. They come with fire, unshaped, undisciplined, and waiting for direction. And I welcomed them, because I knew what it meant to search for grounding in a world full of noise. They called me Uncle Bunny, sometimes Elder, sometimes just B. But I knew what they were really saying was, teach me how to walk and not lose myself. And I'd tell them, first you listen, then you fast, then you drum, then you speak, because the order matters. I didn't give them lectures. I gave them presents. I'd invite them to the yard in St. Thomas. No fanfare, no interview, just Ital food, a steady rhythm, and silence thick enough to hear your own conscience. That's where the real lessons lived. Not in the lyrics, but in the living. One youth came to me once, eyes full of ambition. He said, Bunny, me want success like Bob. Me want the world. I told him, the world is not the prize. Peace is. He didn't understand then. But years later, he came back. Eyes different. Spirit grounded. He said, you were right. And I said, me no. Another time, a young girl asked me why I never remarried after Jean. I told her, because love is not something you replace. It's something you honor. She cried, not because of the answer, but because someone finally told her that grief is not a weakness. That holding space for what's gone is also a form of guidance. That too was part of being a father, giving people permission to feel. I didn't have a school. I had a gate, and whoever walked through it, seeking more than fame, I welcomed. I showed them how to chant, how to walk barefoot, how to move without bending to Babylon's beat. And I didn't just teach through words. I taught through watching. I'd tell them, how you beat D drum tells me who you are. Too loud. You're hiding something. Too soft. You're afraid. Steady and rooted. Now we talking. They learned. And they grew. They started calling me the last of the real ones. And maybe that was true. But I never wanted to be the last. I wanted to be the root. So that from me, new branches could rise. Stronger. Cleaner. Wiser. One day, a youth from overseas told me, Bunny, you're not just a legend. You're a living scripture. That humbled me. But I reminded him, scripture without action is just decoration. Go live it. And he did. He went back and started teaching Ital living in his city. Started a community garden. Started drum circles in schools. That's the ripple. That's the fruit. Not charts. Not trophies. But transformation. As I got older, fewer came in person. But the ones who did, they came with reverence. They brought their children. They beat drums in rhythm with mine. And when I could no longer chant strong, they chanted for me. That's when I knew. The seeds had taken root. You don't become a cultural father by demanding it. You become one by embodying it. By standing firm when the wind of trends tries to knock you off balance. By telling the truth even when it costs you exposure. By living with enough discipline to make the next generation trust you. So yes, I was a wailer, a rebel, a mystic, a man of silence and smoke. But I was also a father, not just to children, but to a movement. Narrator Gentle Fade. He didn't seek followers. He shaped leaders, through rhythm, through reason, through roots. Bunny Wailer, father of the drum. And the children still march to his beat.